This is The Naked Scientists with me, Ben Valsler, and with Dave Ansell. And first up, let's take a look at some of this week's top science news stories. An isolated population of people in Ecuador could hold the genetic key to a long and healthy life, according to research published in the journal Science Translational Medicine this week. It's known that mutations in growth signalling pathways can extend lifespan and reduce genetic damage in model organisms like yeast and nematode worms, and even reduce insulin resistance and cancer rates in mice. To find out what effect mutations in similar genes may have on humans, Jimé Guevara Aguirre at the Institute of Endocrinology, Metabolism and Reproduction in Quito, Ecuador, Volta Longo at the University of Southern California, and their colleagues have studied a group of 99 related people who all displayed a mutation in the growth hormone receptor, or GHR gene, most of them having the E180 mutation, where the resultant protein lacks 8 amino acids and as such cannot fold into the correct shape. As a result of having this mutation, their growth is limited. Now, the subjects themselves have actually been observed since 1988, and information on illness and death has been collected for a further 53 GHR-deficient relatives, as well as 1,606 relatives of the cohort that didn't have the GHR deficiency, so they were normal height. This allowed the researchers to look at causes of illness and death in both of these populations to see if there were any significant differences. Cancer accounted for 17% of all diseases and 20% of all deaths in the unaffected relatives, but it was actually not recorded as a cause of death for anybody in the GHR-deficient population. Likewise, there were no reported cases of diabetes in the affected population, and blood tests revealed significantly lower levels of insulin. Now, this tells us that there's something about this mutation that increases insulin sensitivity. However, there was no evidence of an extended lifespan for the affected population, and this might be due to the high proportion of deaths caused by non-age-related diseases, like convulsive disorders or things like alcohol toxicity and accidents. So to try and explain what might be going on, the researchers took human cells and incubated them with serum from either the GHR-deficient subjects or from their non-affected relatives, and then exposed these cells to a highly oxidizing solution of hydrogen peroxide. Now, while individual cells incubated with the GHR-deficient serum showed less DNA damage, there was also a higher level of apoptosis, or programmed cell death, amongst the population of cells. Now, this suggests that the cells are more likely to self-destruct rather than accumulate DNA damage. The authors suggest that their results provide a foundation for further investigation into the role of drugs blocking the GHR to prevent or reduce the incidence of cancer, diabetes, and other age-related diseases. So a very, very interesting study.
It's very fascinating. So were they living on average about the same lifetime, the two groups?
Yes, there was no difference in average lifespan, but the causes of death and the causes of illness throughout death were very different.